This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Brittany Merlau. President Donald Trump's administration has pulled back on its plans to pause spending on federal assistance, grants, and loans amid widespread questions and opposition. The Associated Press reported that the White House's Office of Management and Budget on Wednesday countermanded a memo earlier this week that sparked the controversy. White House officials issued a memo on Monday that said the administration would start freezing federal funding as they review government spending and its alignment with Trump's executive orders. They had said that federal assistance given to individuals wouldn't be affected, like Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, student loans, and scholarships. But the plan raised multiple questions and caused considerable concern throughout the country, including in Wisconsin. Governor Tony Evers sent the president a letter asking to delay implementation and for greater clarification about the plan. The initial memo was also kicking off a legal fight. A federal judge delayed implementation of the decision until next week, and some organizations and states were preparing legal challenges to the administration's decision. Governor Tony Evers stated, "If Wisconsin's federal funding continues to be threatened, delayed, and obstructed, make no mistake, I will continue using every power available to fight against those efforts to ensure Wisconsin's kids, families, law enforcement, veterans, seniors, and so many others can continue to access the resources, services, and programs they depend on." The governor urges Washington to abandon this failed policy and focus on priorities that will actually help Wisconsinites. And Republican state lawmakers have introduced legislation to eliminate taxes on tips for service workers in Wisconsin. The legislation mirrors a campaign promise from President Donald Trump to eliminate taxes on tips at a federal level. The legislation was introduced by State Representative Ron Tussler and State Senator Andre Jack. This all happened on Monday, and the bill would apply to taxable years beginning after December 31st of 2024. And the U.S. Senate confirmed former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy as Secretary of the U.S. Department of Transportation on Tuesday. The Senate approved the nomination with bipartisan support by a 77-22 margin. Duffy has pledged to reduce regulations to improve airplane safety and encourage the development of safe driving vehicles. President Donald Trump nominated Duffy in November. Duffy represented Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District from 2011 to 2019. He resigned in the fall of 2019 to help care for his newborn daughter, who was born with a heart ailment. Since leaving Congress, Duffy has worked as a contributor at Fox News. And today, as temperatures soar to feeling like spring, records will be shattered statewide, climbing to highs in the 50s to upper 40s. At the end of January is about 30 degrees above normal, so it's no surprise to hear that our Wisconsin winters have been getting shorter and shorter. A recent study says we're losing an average of 14 days of winter conditions each decade since 1995. And this is all due to rising air temperatures and climate change. The study published in the Environmental Research Letters also found that the Great Lakes region has seen the steepest increase in average winter temperatures over the last 50 years. And the Great Lakes are losing ice cover at a rate at about 5% every decade. Continued changes could affect the ecosystem of the lakes. How do Wisconsin business leaders feel about tariffs and immigration? Lisa Hale has the answer.
According to the latest Wisconsin Employer Survey by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, or WMC, 86% of Wisconsin business leaders support President Donald Trump's plan to impose tariffs on goods imported from China. As for the tariffs on imports from Canada and Mexico, only 44% of those surveyed support the 25% tariffs. Meanwhile, 73% of those surveyed support using tariffs as a negotiating tactic to slow illegal immigration. And when asked how increasing tariffs would impact their businesses, 50% said it would have a negative effect. 26% said it would be positive, while 24% said it would have no impact. This same survey from WMC shows Wisconsin business leaders want to see immigration reform, with 89% saying the plan should start with securing the U.S. southern border. The respondents didn't want a complete stoppage of immigration. They overwhelmingly supported updating the nation's guest worker program to include increasing the number of visas for specialized workers and adding new visa options for high-demand workers to address Wisconsin's labor shortage.
And Wisconsin's efforts to curb smoking just aren't cutting it. According to a new report from the American Lung Association, They grade each state based on their initiatives to prevent residents from smoking and help them quit. Wisconsin got 2 Fs, 2 Ds, and 1 B. Tobacco use is the number one cause of death in the state. More than alcohol, AIDS, car crashes, illegal drugs, homicide, and suicide combined. More than 7,800 Wisconsinites die each year from tobacco. And a group building houses in the Northwoods just received a massive donation that will make a major difference. Thanks to a record gift of $100,000 donated by a Rhinelander resident, now more houses will soon be available to families in need by Habitat for Humanity. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development is accepting applications for Wisconsin Fast Forward grants. The grant program is meant to increase the number of skilled workers in the state. Public agencies, private organizations, and tribal governments can apply for the program and could be eligible to receive some funding to train more skilled workers themselves. Grant awards range from $5,000 to $400,000. Applications must be submitted by 3 p.m. on March 11th. And love is in the air, blowing in from all over the country and into the hands of residents at Stevens Point Health Services. Derek Tritz has more.
The Central Wisconsin Nursing Home began their third annual Valentine's Day Challenge on January 7th, inviting everyone from NFL teams, watercolor artists, and everyone in between to send in their best Valentine's Day cards. The challenge originally started as a way to help residents with loneliness during the holidays, according to the nursing home's life enrichment director, Becky Rossman.
Some residents don't have families, and sometimes the holidays can be kind of sad for them. And they said it would be nice to reach out to people to have them share a positive message. And then we're like, hey, let's ask for Valentine's Day. And then it's just been building and building and building.
Last year, the residents at Stevens Point Health Services received over 3,000 Valentine's Day cards, spanning 45 states and even countries abroad.
Last year, we received cards from Germany, Brazil, and Australia. So the residents are really learning the power of the internet and social media and how messages can travel.
Despite receiving a card from the Baltimore Ravens, they have yet to receive one from the Green Bay Packers. The nursing home is currently sitting at 83 Valentine's cards and will be taking cards right up until Valentine's Day on February 14th. If you're interested in sending a card of your own, more information, including the mailing address, can be found on the Stevens Point Health Services Facebook page.
The Badgers stunned in Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, the number 17th ranked Badgers, ran into a buzzsaw, losing on the road at Maryland, 76-68. The Terrapins have now won 6 of their last 7 games. The Badgers have lost 2 of their last 3. Greg Gard asked, why does it seem his teams always seem to go into a slump this time of the year?
I don't worry about other years, Mike. On to the next game. We got to get ready for Northwestern, making sure we keep getting better.
They play the Wildcats Saturday afternoon at 1 in Evanston. The Badgers women's team, with an 82-75 upset win at home over Michigan, head coach Marissa Mosley responding to allegations from former player Tess Towers that she was wrongfully accused of fighting during a practice, left behind on a team trip, and mistreated by the coaching staff.
I have fully participated in the university's procedures in regard to this matter. I feel like at this time, I think that that's all that really needs to be said.
That's the Badger women's head coach, Marissa Mosley, with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. There's a new name in the running to play James Bond. Rumors have floated over the last several months that the new 007 would be Nosferatu's Aaron Taylor-Johnson, Gladiator 2 star Paul Mescal, or Little Women's James Norton. The latest name that's been added to the list is Outlander star Sam Heughan. The Scottish actor is a huge fan of James Bond and says it would be a thrill to play the role, even though he probably won't be able to wear a kilt. There's a disturbing trend in Hollywood over the last few years, and that is making sequels for films that came out decades ago with the same actors. The latest franchise to add a chapter is Rami and Michelle's High School Reunion. The original film from 1997 starred Lisa Kudrow and Mira Sorvino. Both will return for the sequel and serve as executive producers. The first film was well received with fairly good reviews from critics and audiences. Rami and Michelle fanatics, if there are any, will have to wait a bit though, as production doesn't start until June. Most people probably remember MTV's Tom Green Show in the early 2000s. According to the New York Post, the host comedian, who also acted in the awful Freddy Got Fingered, left Hollywood in 2021 and now lives on a farm in Ontario, Canada. Green says it was the best thing he ever did because he is not a Hollywood guy. Green has a new documentary called This is the Tom Green Story you can check out on Amazon Prime. Not sure if Timothy Chalamet is getting a taste of the proceeds from resurgent Bob Dylan songs, but it sounds like he should because he's the one resurging. Chalamet plays Bob Dylan in the Oscar-nominated film A Complete Unknown and hosted Saturday Night Live last weekend while also appearing as the show's musical guest. The Oscar-nominated actor played the song Tomorrow is a Long Time, one of his personal favorites. The song did not even appear in the film, but is at number 63 on the iTunes Top 100. The Night Agent is a show we've talked about periodically on Nightlight. The second season just dropped on Netflix, and lots of people seem to be finding it. The spy drama drew 14 million viewers in its first 5 days, and according to TheWrap.com, landed in the top 10 most viewed shows in 90 countries. The plot finds an FBI agent sitting in a room in the basement of the White House monitoring a phone that supposedly never rings. Until it does, and a conspiracy unfolds. Great premise, and a pretty good show. If you like heist films, you might enjoy the film Den of Thieves 2, Pantera. Gerard Butler is back playing Big Nick, an L.A. County Sheriff's detective, in the follow-up to the first Den of Thieves from 2018. O'Shea Jackson Jr. is also back as bad guy Donnie Wilson, trying to evade Big Nick, who tracks him across Europe. Jackson's character disappeared at the end of Den of Thieves 1, leaving the story ripe for sequel. The film could be 15 minutes shorter, but does deliver with some high-speed thrills and gunfights through beautiful settings in Europe. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly sunny and unseasonably mild today, a high in the upper 40s to near 50. Mostly clear tonight, a low in the low 20s. And mostly sunny and cooler tomorrow, high mid-30s. Breezy and cooler Saturday with some snow showers. It's 24 right now.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.